This is a summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine for the week ending 5 April 2006. Israeli occupation forces continue attacks on Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. Three Palestinians, including a child, were killed by Israeli occupation forces. One of the victims was extrajudicially assassinated by the Israeli occupation force. 27 Palestinians, including 9 children, were wounded by Israeli occupation gunfire. Israeli occupation forces continue to shell Palestinian areas in the Gaza Strip on a daily basis. Israeli occupation forces conducted 47 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. 84 Palestinian civilians, including 4 children and 5 girls, were arrested by Israeli occupation forces. 7 homes were transformed by Israeli occupation forces into military sites. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine. Kalandia checkpoint was transformed into a border crossing between the West Bank and what is referred to as Israel. Israeli occupation forces have continued to close the Beit Hanun or Erez crossing in the Gaza Strip. Israeli occupation forces arrested 9 Palestinian civilians, including 2 children, at checkpoints in the West Bank and detained the Palestinian Minister of Jerusalem Affairs for several hours at a military checkpoint. Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall in the West Bank and have continued the construction of the wall in the north area of Jerusalem. They've isolated the Maharav quarter of Beit Hanina village near Jerusalem and have used force against peaceful, nonviolent demonstrators organized in protest against the construction of this illegal apartheid wall. Lastly, Israeli settlers have continued to attack Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. A Swiss peace activist and 2 Palestinian civilians were injured, and Israeli settlers uprooted at least 60 olive trees near Kiryat Arba settlement near Hebron. For more information of these gross human rights violations and war crimes, you can go to www.pchrgaza.org.